Cape Talk.
Call 021-446-0567.
Well, every Saturday morning, the weekend host, Sarah Jane King, shares her top three picks with you around the Western Cape. And if you have anything that you would like to include on Sarah Jane King's top three list, you can actually send an email to sarahk@primemedia.co.za. Well, the Franschhoek Literary Festival is on this weekend, and our very own breakfast show host and author, Sarah Jane King, is facilitating a few of the discussions. She joins me on the line right now. Very good morning to you, Sarah. And welcome to your own breakfast show this morning.
Thank you. I know, this is strange, isn't it? Morning, Zane.
How are you doing? And are you looking forward to the book show today and the literary festival that's happening in Franschhoek? It's such a beautiful setting in Franschhoek, isn't it?
Listen, there's so much. It's such a, obviously, as you know, you've been standing in for me because I've been finishing my book, which, praise ye gods, is finished and will be out in August. But this is such an exciting event for me, to be back doing in-person book events. This is my comfort zone. This is my spiritual home. And the Franschhoek Literary Festival is just one of the biggest and the best literary festivals. I'm going to go as big as to say, certainly in South Africa, if not on the continent. And it's just been wonderful to just see book people again, because we haven't all sort of release, and when I say book people, I don't just mean authors and publishers, I mean audience members that you get to know over the years who religiously and devotedly come out and support authors. It's wonderful. It's been fantastic. I arrived yesterday, and it's a great buzz. And I should just say, on the COVID front, the organisers of FLF have just done fantastically. You cannot get access to events unless you show a vaccine certificate or obviously a negative COVID test. You get a little wristband to say that you've gone through that process. Masks must be worn by all audience members. They're doing a really good job.
Mm. You've just finished your second book. Tell us about that journey. What does it feel like once you've finished? Everybody tells me, you know what, you should write a cookbook, but I just don't get there.
Yeah, no, it was a labor of love, Zane. I'm not going to lie. It was very difficult. And everyone in the Makwala King household is thrilled that I finally finished, because it's tough. It's very difficult. And I keep saying to my publisher, Melinda, who is also here, but she's in the room next to me, and she'll be talking to her later, of course. I said, Melinda, I'm never going to write to a deadline again, because it's really difficult. And it's a very different sense of doing it from the first time round. So, no, feeling good that it's done. And I said to Melinda, I don't even care if nobody buys it. 2 weeks after having handed it in, I do care if people buy it, and I hope people will. It'll be out in August.
Well, we'll certainly talk to you when the book actually does launch in August. What's the atmosphere like at the festival? Because Bongani Binga was talking during the course of the week, and he said, you know, procrastination is the worst thing ever. And he'd made up his mind that after COVID, the pandemic, this is the first literary festival in Franschhoek that is open to the public, that you can actually come and you can enjoy, you can walk around and share ideas and be amongst like-minded people. And he just didn't book the ticket, and he just didn't book. So he's missing out. So tell us, what is the atmosphere like?
He is missing out. Well, listen, it's not too late. And that's the good news, is that there are still some slots open, which I'll tell you about in just a second. But the atmosphere is just fantastic. I mean, it's just, as authors, we are so delighted that people are coming out, and they've missed it. We've all missed this. So it's just that we're like kids, sort of, you know, kids that's going to the zoo on a school trip or something. We're all just so excited and to all be here. And I think that feeling is, regardless of whether you're a moderator or an author or an audience member, of which I sort of got all three hats on this weekend, but it really is just a wonderful, wonderful vibe. You know, sessions are full, and that's great. There are a few sessions, I will tell you in a minute, that there are some sessions open. The festival continues to run throughout today and tomorrow. So if you're thinking, oh, we didn't get this all sorted out in time, there's still time. You can still come.
Mm. You will be facilitating a few of the discussions. Chat to us about that.
Yeah, so today, I've got two sessions today. One of them is sold out, though, so don't come to that one. That's a conversation with Jen Thorpe about life hacks in her book, Adulting 101. But the session of mine that is, there are still tickets available, and I just think it's going to be fantastic. It's at 4 o'clock. It's with Dudu Basane Dube and Jackie Pomotse, probably the best-known self-published authors in South Africa. They have done phenomenally well. Thousands and thousands and thousands of copies sold. Dudu's Shlomo series has been made into a Showmax series called The Wife, which has done incredibly well. Jackie Pomotse's Bear series. It's unbelievable. And they're going to be talking to me about really their journey in self-publishing and going against the grain and why they decided to go down that route and some of the lessons that they've learned. I think that's going to be fantastic. I think that's going to be really exciting. So that's me. Then Refilwe Moloto is in town, which I'm excited. I haven't seen Refilwe for a while. She's going to be chatting this morning at 11:30 to the incredible, incomparable Zakes Mdaa. He's over from the US, which is such a treat. If you've never read a Zakes Mdaa book, I don't know how many of us are left in that category anymore, but to hear him in conversation is just such a treat. So if you want to pop down, it's 11:30. Have yourself a leisurely breakfast. Pop in the car and come up, or come up now and have a break. Oh, we went to a lovely restaurant last night, Zane. I won't harp on about it, but it was really delicious. Everyone's here. Pippa Hudson's here. John Mason's here. Even if you just want to come and sort of hang out at some of the eateries and enjoy the vibe, even if you've maybe not got into the session that you wanted to get into, but always try your luck. That's what I always say. I always hover around the door like a stair, like a fan, and say, any tickets left? There's so much. You can find, go to Web Tickets, by the way, and you'll get a list of what's still available. So webtickets.co.za, and then there's a list of the sessions that are still available, of which there are a few.
Mm. And the literary, and we're chatting this morning to Sarah Jane King about the literary, Franschhoek Literary Festival, which is on this weekend. It's on today and tomorrow?
Yeah, today and tomorrow.
Ticket information obviously is at a Web Ticket, and is there a website where you can actually go, or do you just go to Franschhoek Literary Festival.co.za?
It's flf.co.za. flf.co.za.
flf.co.za. You go there and you get all the details. Good luck to you. Good luck to John, Refilwe, Pippa, and we'll be chatting to Melinda Ferguson later after you have a cup of coffee with her.
Lovely. We are. We're going to have breakfast in about 20 minutes. All right. Thanks,
Sarah,
so much.
Thank you so much. See you back on the show next week. And 18 minutes past 7 o'clock, a very good morning to you. And that is Sarah Jane King chatting to us about the Literary Festival. The event takes place in a variety of villages and venues within a few minutes' walk of each other, creating a vibrant ambience in streets buzzing with book lovers. And, of course, the emphasis is on the informal discussions and spirited debates between several writers with a chairperson and a one-on-one conversation. With occasional talks starting at 10 o'clock this morning and at 5 and up at 9. 1 hour events run concurrently with half an hour between each, except where otherwise stated. So you go to FLS, which is the Franschhoek Literary Festival.co.za. Refilwe Moloto is there chatting to Zakes Mdaa. Sarah Jane King is there. Melinda Ferguson is there. Pippa Hudson is there. And John Matham is there. I wonder why they never invited myself and Abungile around.
Cape Talk. WhatsApp 072-567-1567.
Maybe Abs and I can go to the following event, which is Cape Town Dive Festival. And the Cape Town Dive Festival is happening in False Bay today. Organizers say the aim is to showcase the spectacular reefs and wrecks. And one of the organizers joins us on the line this morning, Naomi van der Kof. Naomi, very, very good morning to you and welcome to the show.
It's Carl taking over from Naomi. She's busy registering, so she can't get in.
No, I think it actually says, you know, the backup numbers and all the other numbers and who, you know, if Naomi won't be there, you'll be chatting to Carl from the Kof. And Carl, sorry, man, I just didn't read the name up there.
It's fine.
Chat to us about this festival and who is this particular event for. Cape Town is alive and buzzing with a whole lot of shipwrecks and a whole lot of very nice diving places.
Yeah, so we should have done this in 2020, and then, of course, COVID happened. So we normally had it twice every year. So this now long overdue. So we've got today, example, 220 dives booked, and a scuba dive and free divers together all around False Bay. So at the moment, 205 people is booked. We're 220 on. And the first launch is happening at 8 o'clock. And we hope to see some nice wreck. We're going to dive one wreck because the swell is not the best and we go closer to Simonstown. So we dived the Peter Maritzburg wreck, which sunk in 1994. It was known as the HMS Pelorus, a D-Day attack vessel. Quite a nice history about it.
How many shipwrecks do we have around the coast here, Carl?
Sure, for False Bay, we've probably got six, which are well known. Then you have deeper, closer to Seal Island, we've got the Fleer, which is about 40 meters deep. We've got the General Boerter, which is a tech dive at 60 meters. We've got the Close Shore Dive, we've got the HMS Glenn Stewart. A couple of small ones in False Bay. This is mostly False Bay side. In the Atlantic side, we've got much more Cape Town side. But it's a colder site. We prefer False Bay.
Yeah, describe some of these places that divers will be taken to, you know, and what are you focusing on? How many dives you're doing during the course of the day or over the weekend?
Okay, so today is only today, one-day festival. Normally it was a two-day festival, but this is COVID. We said let's make it a one-day event. So today we're planning, the first launch is coming now at 8 o'clock, and then we have 30 divers leaving, and quarter past 8, another 30. And then every 2 hours, we have 60 divers leaving like a 15-minute interval. So we hope to get about 220 dives in and to see everything. Our reefs are really beautiful, stunning. If you look at the ocean, it looks quite boring. Once you put your head underwater, there's so much color, especially compared to our tropical parts down the coast towards Durban and Sudwana. Our Cape Town reefs are stunning. We've got colorful reefs. We've got a lot of, we don't have colorful fish, unfortunately. We've got the Roman, which is really nice, and some of the clipfish, and then the reefs and the nudibranchs, the slugs, is really. The macro life is unbelievable.
Chatting this morning to Carl van der Kolff. He is the organizer of the Cape Town Dive Festival. His wife, Naomi van der Kolff, is actually registering at the moment and getting everybody ready for their very first dive to go under. I had a chat a few weeks ago, Carl, about the incredible kelp forest that we have, you know, with the octopus, my octopus teacher, been highlighted, the wonderful kelp forest we have, and it runs from where we are all the way through up towards Namibia. And I've also been watching a lot of sort of the Sir Richard Attenborough, David Attenborough, and he, you know, Our Planet, his particular, you know, series that is out, I've been watching, and it's amazing what is under the ocean. We always look at the sea and we say to ourselves, but under the ocean, once you go under the ocean, it's a totally different world.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Previously, people also messed up the ocean because they don't see it. So, for example, a lot of rubbish was left in. We know about Cape Town, other issues with the sewage systems as well. So we have issues people don't know because you don't see it out of mind, out of heart, like I say. So and we have our quite biodiversity we have in the Cape as well. We did iNaturalist 2 weeks ago. We City Challenge, unfortunately, we came second in South Africa, Cape Town, for Cape Town City. Mm-hmm. But for underwater, we probably had over 400 species counted. Different species counted underwater, over 400 species, I think, even more probably. Mm-hmm. So we have such a wide variety of stuff. Even as cold water, not always the cleanest water. But Cape Town is, it's a challenge to dive here and to be underwater. But we go around, even in lockdown, you could see people surfing and angling and stuff like that. So our waterways are very important, especially for our well-being in Cape Town. I think it's a lot of people enjoy the oceans around us.
Mm. And it's essential for us to obviously take care of the ocean for our sustainability going forward. Carl van der Kolff chatting to us this morning, and he is, of course, the organizer of the Cape Town Dive Festival. One thing probably I would want to ask you is, how do you actually screen people? Must they have a diving certificate? Must they be professional divers?
Yeah, they have to be certified. They have to be certified. So we normally check the cards when they register. And also, because we're following a marine protected areas, most of the divers need diving permits, same as a fishing permit, to do that. And then sometimes they don't have to have medical health, but normally it's recommended to like Divers Alert Network to join to them or your medical aid. Just if something happens, because diving can be dangerous. So it's all mix and match. Like Humble today, we have a lot of, one of the sponsors also, Divers Alert Network. So they look after our well-being. They've got some insurance with that. And they, like today, they're going to do like check our ears. You can see how our ears work with a, I don't even know, a machine they put in your ear. You can see it on the screen. It's quite cool. So it's quite nice. Everyone also was together today. All the operators and suppliers came together and sponsored us. We've got Reef, we've got Scoral wetsuits, we've got Scuba Pro from Joburg. Even from Mozambique, we had a sponsorship. So we were really spoiled with the local suppliers, dive shops. Everyone's spoiling us. The dive operators even giving a discount to dives for the old festival. One of the operators providing sandcopters, penguin things, all the proceeds goes to them. We're going to have the one also going probably going to the SEAL project in Heart Bay. One of the operators brought some money towards that. So it's quite nice, all the operators around South Africa coming together.
Carl, chat to us very quickly. Where can people get tickets? Where can we get more information?
No, it's only here now. Probably got 10 spots open. I think already one, two spots folded was open now. So this afternoon, the 3:15 launch still is open. So if you have a wetsuit, you can come for free diving as well. And it is on the festival at the Cape False Bay Yacht Club. So it's where we're based for the whole day. So 5:30, we'll have a nice prize giving. So all the people who registered will get a lucky draw. And so 5:30 is lucky draw time. And 3:15 will be our last launch. And there's still space on the 3:15 launch.
Okay, so 3:50, 10 to 4 this afternoon is the last launch. It's a couple of spaces there. You can chat to Carl van der Kolf. And, of course, the backup number at the False Bay Yacht Club is 021-786-1703. Expect a full day of great diving in a festive atmosphere with all of Cape Town's operators, actually, working together to present the best dive experience to both scuba divers and free divers and enjoy our underwater world. 021-446-0566. You'll chat to me as best this morning and on the WhatsApp line on 072-567-1567. A very good morning to you and welcome to Weekend Breakfast.
On ktalk.co.za,
on the app,
on DSTV channel 885,
and across the city on 567 AM.
Don't forget, if you want your event to be featured on the top three picks on a Saturday morning, you can send Sarah K at primemedia.co.za. You can send an email to Sarah K at primemedia.co.za. And of course, your event will hopefully be featured. So send it well in advance, because I know that Sarah plans these items quite well in advance so that she can actually diarize them and we can give you all the necessary exposure for your particular event. And that is Sarah K at primemedia.co.za. Well, our third and last one is the World Belly Dance Day. Tanil Lindeke chats to us this morning. And of course, then, one of our last picks is this one, and the World Belly Dance Day is taking place at the Gardens Commercial High School, and all the profits will be donated to Rape Crisis. And to tell us more about this, Tanil Lindeke, the founder of Feminine Oriental Dance Studio, is chatting to us this morning. Tanil, a very good morning and welcome to Cape Talk.
Good morning, Zen. Thanks for having me.
Now, for anybody who's actually not been to a belly dancing show, I was fortunate enough to see quite a bit of belly dancing when I was out in Egypt many years ago, and it's fascinating. So describe to us what we are missing out on.
Sure. So belly dance is a dance done primarily in the old days for women by women. It's a celebration of the feminine. The movements are very sensual and voluptuous and round and beautiful. And it's really also just a celebration of color. All the costumes are beautiful colors and silky fabrics and sequins and sparkles. So today there will be over 25 different belly dance studios participating and performing on stage. And performers range in age from, I'd say, around 5 years old to 65. So women from all walks of life will be on stage sharing their love of belly dance and the love of the belly dance community in aid of a good cause. Mm.
And that is, of course, World Belly Dance Day taking place today at the Gardens Commercial High School. How many troops are performing and are they all from Cape Town, or have we got troops coming in, especially from the KZN and Johannesburg area?
There are about 25 different troops performing today, and they're coming from as far afield as Somerset West this morning. But in Cape Town, even Somerset West requires a snack for a road trip.
Yeah, and you know, for people who don't really know about belly dancing, what will the judges be looking out for? What are the techniques and, you know, things normally you would get at any dance competition? There are certain, even in figure skating, ice skating, there are certain things and, you know, Joe Soap, the public, we don't know what the judges are really looking for. So what will the judges be looking for in these 25 troops taking part today?
So World Belly Dance Day is not actually a competition. It is specifically aimed at, it was founded in order to create awareness about belly dancing being a family-friendly form of entertainment, because of course sometimes the idea of belly dancing is what you've seen in a James Bond movie with the scantily clad woman dancing to seduce the villain. Whereas actually belly dance, as I said, was something done by women for women. It's a very, very supportive environment of women sort of holding and uplifting each other. And so for me, belly dancing particularly is really, it's not a competition. It's really about being there to support each other, loving each other, you know, complimenting each other. It's a safe place for women to express their femininity and also to experience body positivity in a world that tells us we need to look a certain way, be a certain size, starve ourselves, have eternal youth, etc. Belly dance creates a space for us to express ourselves in all our different shapes and sizes, whether you're a skinny malinx or whether you're curvy and voluptuous. There's a space for everyone, and particularly to just celebrate each other. And I think also the more we are exposed to different kinds of beauty and different body types and different body sizes, the more we realize that we each individually have our own unique beauty and something special about us. And that really, for me, is what belly dancing celebrates. Mm.
That is so essential because, I mean, my daughter is 10 years old and you find that there is such a lot of pressure amongst these youngsters to conform and look and you know, sort of, when one wants to tell them all the time and teach them all the time and teach and say, be happy in your body, whether you're male or female, be happy in your body. And that is just so important. And Tanil Lindeke chatting to us, founder of Feminine Oriental Dance Studio. There'll be a belly dancing, world belly dancing display, and of course taking place today at the Commercial Gardens Commercial High School. Tell us exactly where and how much the tickets are, and where can people buy the tickets, Tanil?
Sure. You can get tickets from Cricut. So just go on to cricut.co.za and search for World Belly Dance Day. Tickets are 90 Rand each. As I said, all profits go to Red Crisis. And the doors open at 11 this morning, and there'll be performance slots on the hour every hour until 4 o'clock this afternoon. Mm.
And some information on social media. Where can one actually go to get more information about the entire event?
They can go to Facebook, look for World Belly Dance Day Cape Town on Facebook, that's about it.
Tanil, good luck for today, and I don't know how you're going to get through 25 troops performing today. It's, you know, of course, today's only got a couple of hours in it, but good luck with that, and it's wonderful. The other thing is that, you know what, if one wants to become part of belly dancing, where should one go? Where do you start, actually?
Well, today is really the ideal time to get involved because, of course, you can come through to the celebrations and see all the various different kinds of belly dancing. There are lots and lots of different ways in which we all choose to express ourselves. And so you can really get a taste for the various different styles and genres of belly dancing. But otherwise, there's a Facebook page called Belly Dance South Africa, where they can go and have a look. Otherwise, get in touch with me and I can put them in touch with the array of 25 different dance teachers from around Cape Town and further afield.
Tanil, thank you so much. It's been wonderful chatting to you this morning, and that is the World Belly Dance Day happening at the Gardens Commercial High School this morning. All the profits donated there will be going to Rape Crisis, and we were chatting to Tanil Lindeke. Thank you so much for your time.